Without further ado, it is my great pleasure to introduce Sister Susan Blomstad, who has been a presence in Santa Barbara for a number of years. Some of you may know her from her work at the Mission Renewal Center, back when that was a going concern, which it isn't anymore, regrettably. And if you attend the Mission Parish, you may be aware of her as a lector. She's also a teacher in the RCIA process. Now, I don't know if all of you know what RCIA is. It's a kind of unwieldy acronym for the Rite of Christian Initiation for Adults, which is a very intense program, actually. Supposedly 3 years, although it's usually just one in my experience, of introducing people who wish to join, adults who wish to join the Catholic Church into the Church. And it has been a source of a lot of renewal for the Church as a whole. So working in that program is really life-transforming, I think, for everybody. Sister Susan has been a sister of St. Francis of Penance and Christian Charity. That's the official title. It's rather a mouthful, isn't it? Which is an international congregation. I have not studied the family tree of the Franciscans, but I think it has many branches, which I think is a reflection of what a fertile movement it has been, reaching into all sorts of areas. So that's nice to know. Sister Susan brings a wide variety of experiences. She's lived in 10 different communities, including 3 years in Rome, where I'm sure she got a close-up view not only of the papacy, but perhaps more interestingly, well, maybe I'm showing my prejudice, of different Catholic cultures besides our own. I know I lived in Italy, and it was just amazing to see how different Italian Catholics are from the kind of often Irish-inflected Catholicism or Hispanic Catholicism or whatever. So she has that international experience behind her. And she has 22 years of retreat work at 4 different Franciscan centers, which I'm sure have given her a breadth and a depth of knowledge and understanding about Francis in general, and of course especially today's topics, the integration of the feminine and the masculine, and the legacy of St. Clare. So with that, I'm going to ask Sister Susan up, and we will sing our blessing.